When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I have no idea. But don't you downplay the award show. Yes, the free food is going to be great for all our listeners. Yes, the environment's going to be great. Laughing Monk Brewery is in hell of a restaurant. You should go down there and check it out, Shassy. It is beautiful. The food is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. But don't you downplay these awards. Because it means something to these people out here in these streets. It does. Could Matt Lively be the guest of the year?
I saw Matt Lively at the Giants golf thing when they had the backyard nine. He was hitting them.
Damn, he's a golfer too.
Yeah, hey, he's mediocre, but he was hitting them.
Did Greg Cosell join Willard? Was it Grandy yesterday?
Yeah, it was Grandy.
I guess
Grandy,
they took Cosell to task about Ricky Pearsall. I need to hear this.
Oh no,
I need to hear that.
Who?
Grandy or something? Because you know Greg Cosell said a few weeks ago that Pearsall looked juicy.
Cosell does not like pushback, so I would love to hear this.
Oh, yeah, I would too, because the last three games, Ricky Pearsall's run 63 routes.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop up to 45% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee during the Blinds.com year-end blowout. Up to 45% off now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keepandswitch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
No catches and 3 targets. So Kenny beat man coverage. Baldy tells us that he doesn't see it. We didn't see it when we were at the game, but Cosell said, oh, people don't know what they're talking about. Just like he said, oh, McCaffrey has his burst. He had the burst in the Buffalo game, and that was that. Matt Lively joins us on the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game, Shasky, appear on the River Islands guest line. Is it a time for you to discover the islands, River Islands and Lathrop? And we love Matt Lively for KPIX. And you know what, Shasky? This is why I say we're lions in the streets. We're lions in the Bay Area game when it comes to sports media. Because I didn't hear Matt Lively on the airwaves before us. And we brought Matt Lively on. Now, Matt Lively, play along. If you were on the airways before us, then just ignore
this
what I just said.
An old Ratnitch bit. But keep going.
I know it is.
I made Lively.
No, I didn't say I made Lively. I wasn't saying that. But I say we introduce guests to the airwaves, and they become stars.
Matt was
and
a
all
star.
Of a sudden, and all of a sudden, everybody wants to book Matt Lively, just like Laura Britt, just like Carlos Ramirez, and just like a slew of other guys. So Matt and women, Matt Lively, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I can't wait to have you in the room with me for my next contract extension.
I'm telling you, I hope, man, I could sell water to a well. Shout out Jay-Z. Matt Lively. You're at practice. Were you at practice yesterday, buddy?
I was at practice yesterday. I was at a very somber practice yesterday. Ooh. As the 49ers fall to 5-7, and it feels like the sky is falling in San Francisco. And honestly, for the first time this season, it might be.
How did Brock Purdy throw the football?
How Brock Purdy throws the football in practice. You know, I do laugh a little bit. You know, like, I could post a video of Usain Bolt running down a track, and someone could comment, I don't know if Usain looks that fast right now. So, I mean, everybody wants to chirp on Brock Purdy right now. I know the debate is, do the Niners pay him this offseason? It was a foregone conclusion last year. This guy's going to get $65 million. And now everybody is very nervous about whether or not you keep him as your franchise quarterback. At practice, did he look like he had lost a step? Does his arm look different? I'll be honest, guys. It was practice. He's running, he's throwing 10-yard routes for the 5 minutes that were out there with him. And so I can't say, oh God, he looks bad. His shoulder looks bad. Like, I'm not gonna say that. But if we look at his play on the field over the last couple of games, even before he missed the game, I would say there could be an issue with Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you. I mean, I've been a huge Brock Purdy fan, but I just did the head to heads, and I know you're playing other teams' defenses, so this isn't like for like. But when he's faced Joe Burrow, Kirk Cousins, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love, because he didn't play in the one recently, Mahomes twice, Stafford, Sam Darnold, Kyler, and Josh Allen, he has 9 touchdowns and 18 picks. Conversely, those other guys in the 10 games against Brock, they have 19 touchdowns and 8 picks. What do you make of that?
It has felt at times like those big games haven't gone the 49ers' way. I mean, the worst game I've seen to date was that Christmas game a year ago where, I mean, it was as bad as it got with all the interceptions. And then you have Lamar running around, and Lamar basically locks up the MVP in that game against the 49ers. You could almost say the same thing about Josh Allen this past week. Did he lock up an MVP while the 49ers offense faltered yet again? I mean, it doesn't look good. It feels like they don't rise to the occasion in on many of these stages. I mean, look at the playoffs. They came back, but for the first half of the Packers and Lions game, it was like, where was the team that we watched in the regular season? They couldn't close it out in the Super Bowl. But then I asked myself, I have the internal debate, like, this is Brock Purdy's second full year starting. I kind of discredit that first year. He was just thrown into the fire and said, perform. And so I don't know how much I put on that first year, but this is only his second full year starting. He had an injury that he came back from last year. I don't know what he's dealing with this year. But on the other side of the coin, you have to ask your quarterback to perform when you don't have everybody out there, when you don't have six all pros on the field around you. You're still expected to go out there and win games, and right now they're not winning games, so the conversation switches to, is he the guy?
Matt Lively, KPIX Channel 5, does a great job as a sports anchor on that station. Joins us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Now, you mentioned how somber it was. What was your take from Shanahan's presser? He seems to be going through a lot, and there's a lot of rumors swirling around Shanahan, and I don't think he's going to get fired, nor do I believe he should be fired. I think the Niners can reload in a heartbeat this offseason. What's your take on Shanahan and from the pressers you've seen? Because there's a lot going on with this team right now, on and off the field.
Yeah, I mean, let's remember, there's so much going on off the field for this team. Kyle Shanahan's had to deal with a lot of non-football issues with really prominent players this season. So I think that's taken a toll on him. Shanny's demeanor week in, week out is just about the same with us in the media. You know, yesterday he made the joke, dang, I didn't know Juwan Jennings wasn't talking to you after losses. Can I do that? But I don't know if that would have been any different in week one. You know, I think any coach in the National Football League would like to avoid speaking to the media as much as they possibly could. I haven't seen his demeanor change a whole lot, but I do think that this season has taken a toll on him. And how could it not? I mean, when you think about, one, they're 5-7, then take a layer back, all the injuries that he's had to deal with as a head coach to top positions, then take another layer back, the personal issues that he's had to deal with Trent Williams and Mooney Ward and Ricky Pearsall. And there's a lot. This is a complicated season that goes way beyond guys not running the right routes and block assignments not getting picked up. There's so much going on with this 49ers team that seems different than any other team in the National Football League right now.
So you were there last year at the end, especially when they're rolling and they're winning the West and they're trying to get the number one seed. And I don't expect things to be kumbaya this year, but how dramatically different is the vibe around the team just in terms of, you know, the down times when guys are just changing at their locker room? How different is things?
You walk in, they're still playing basketball. I mean, on a Wednesday when I'm in there during the week, midweek, things are very much the same. Basketball is being played. Music is being blasted. Guys are laughing. Guys are having fun. Where it's looked way different is after so many of these losses. I mean, you're watching guys like Fred Warner and Christian McCaffrey sit at their lockers in full pads, staring into the distance, like into the abyss, for 5-10 minutes, not saying any words, not really moving. That's the different part. And that's when you can tell this vibe is completely different about this team. A lot of the guys don't want to talk to us this year after losses. A lot of them do, but you know, some of the star players that we would like to speak with haven't. And that's been tough because I do think, you know, as leaders of a team, you should put a face to a loss and take accountability and responsibility. And I mean, the usual suspects do. You always have George, you always have Fred. You know, Brock talks to the media after a game as is mandated, but it does feel like there's a lot of guys that are just kind of bewildered that they can lose these games. And each week we hear, well, you know, the answers are in house, or we just got to get better. We know we got to watch film. I guess they're not doing it week in and week out because the product has not changed on the field over the last few weeks.
Wow. So you brought up leaders and guys with a captain on their chest. And let's just say it's Deebo Samuel. But Matt, Deebo Samuel has been disappointing this year. And especially when you consider with a lot of fans, we see it, and even in the media, when they interacted with Tabor Pepper. Now, I took it as like, hey, this could bring the team closer together. You win a big game at Tampa Bay. But Debo's done next to nothing since that point after the Tabor Pepper situation. So Deebo, in terms of a list of disappointments, he might be at the top of the list, and he may be playing his last five games with the 49ers. I'm guessing, or assuming you're saying it, because that, to me, Shasky and I were talking about this. Deebo didn't talk after the Green Bay game. I'm like, why? He's one of the captains. He should be talking. So has Deebo talked at all since the Tampa Bay game?
You know, he talked right after the Tabor Pepper incident. And from my understanding, because I did not go to a couple road games, I do not believe he spoke.
Yeah, he didn't speak in Green Bay. I know that for sure.
And as a captain, it does feel like that's something that should, you know, be mandated. And it's not on a lack of not trying. I know there are people who are saying, hey, it's a good idea to talk to the media. And I look at the scope of the last year for Deebo Samuel, and it's probably been tough on him. You come off the Super Bowl loss, you immediately jump into trade discussions. You know, should the Niners trade Deebo? They ultimately decide not to, and then it appears that they draft his replacement in Ricky Pearsall, a guy that does a lot of the same things. And then since the beginning of the season, it just hasn't clicked. For whatever reason, it's not been clicking. And maybe it's been the absence of Brandon Ayuk. Maybe it's the fact that Ayuk didn't have a preseason or training camp, and then he was injured early on in the season. But I agree with you. I mean, and I think Deebo Samuel would tell you the same thing. He's not played up to his expectations, his standard, and it's definitely hurting the team.
Question on Deebo, and just to get a little goofy here for a second, like, I watched the receiver doc, and he seemed pretty normal and down to earth, and he seemed like a good dude. Like, he did, you know, and it made me really, like, appreciate him and Kittle and their family dynamics, each of them. And but the outfits, like the pregame outfits on Deebo, I am seeing these comedians on Instagram just absolutely roast Deebo on the pregame outfits. Now, that's on game day, okay, where he's dressing, like, wildly. Does he dress like that during the week?
No, during the week, he's usually workout attire at leisure. And if somebody, in referring to myself here, as to, you know, I don't think I've got crazy great style. I can't say anything about Deebo's fits. The leather shorts in Tampa
was a choice.
That was a choice.
Yeah.
But I respect it. I certainly am not walking out of my apartment with anything too extravagant. So I applaud him on that aspect, actually.
Who is the best dresser on the team, just in general?
Oh, wow. But Trent Williams, actually.
Yeah, oh, big Trent can dress.
Interesting, okay.
Big Trent got swag.
Trent Williams can dress really well. Also, like, Fred Warner, very hip now. I think he got the Abercrombie.
Oh, Abercrombie and Fitch. Yeah.
Lively was super excited by that Abercrombie contract.
Yeah,
no doubt. He looked very dapper after every game.
I seen Trent Williams walking to Chaser, man. He had this Gucci jean fit on. I was like, damn. It may have been Louis Vuitton.
Well, yeah, Matt, it may have been Louis Vuitton. Bonte was wearing a pretty sweet Versace shirt the other day, so I've had
the shirt for about 3 years, just a t-shirt, a little t-shirt. Daughter's birthday. That's all. Bust it out when I need to.
You look good.
When I keep the gut down, you know what I mean. When I'm watching the weight.
Exclusive, like
no, it was
like
for if Versace wanted to sponsor me. Boy, I'm right here. Versace, Louis V, Gucci. Hey, Matt Lively, one thing you got to know: you're gonna go bougie one day, and once you go bougie, you never go back. Trust me, you never go back. So back to the Niners. So they're playing Chicago, and look, can they still win a division title? Sure. Yeah, why not? It could win 5 in a row. It doesn't look likely.
They're 2 games out of the division.
Yeah, it doesn't look likely.
2 games out of a top 5 pick.
Yeah, it doesn't look.
It they
doesn't
are.
Look likely. When do you think they'll make the decision to start shutting some guys down? And I mean, no, just forget all that. Forget that. I don't know. We could talk to you about that next week. I want to know about Ricky Pearsall. Now that we're here, what's going on with Pearsall? Did anybody ask Shanahan about Pearsall and the lack of targets?
He was asked about it after the Buffalo game. He said he had one look, he slipped. But it is bizarre. Ricky Pearsall has gotten out 3 games. No catches. We haven't really seen much since that Tampa game. And I'm racking my brain as well, and I'm going, all right, well, maybe that's, you know, maybe I'm giving too many excuses to these guys, but, you know, he didn't get shot. Yeah. He didn't play.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think that's that crazy of an excuse. He's still learning. He's still young. But you did think without Brandon Ayuk and without a couple of these other injuries, like, he would play a way larger role. And the separation numbers aren't great. You know, when you go 62 routes and you have one target your way. And I know Baldy was pretty down on him on, no, he can't get open. He can't get separation. Sample size. Everything comes in sample size. You know, let's give this guy a couple more games before we're labeling him as anything.
All right. So earlier today, I told Bonte and we discussed how Joe Burrow bought the Batmobile. All right. I don't know if you saw this over the internet, but he purchased the Batmobile from the Dark Knight and spent $3 million on it. And I said, Bonte, if you were to pick any, and I'll start rattling them off so you can think about it, any of the movies Best Cars, the best car from any movie, okay? The DeLorean and Aston Martin from the James Bond series. Maybe it's the General Lee from Dukes of Hazzard. Maybe it's a VW Bug, you know, go from Herbie the Love Bug. A Mini Cooper from the Italian Job. What is the vehicle Matt Lively would buy from a movie just to have?
Your first choice was my answer. My brother, who is the biggest Back to the Future fan, I think he went as Marty 10 years in a row for Halloween.
Wow. Great
has
costume.
Has like seven flux capacitors on his wall and a hoverboard somewhere. It would have to be the DeLorean. I think I would buy it for, I think I would gift him a DeLorean.
What about the
Sorry
shoes?
About the car insurance hit, but the shoes?
The straps. Yeah, remember like Michael J. Fox in Part 2?
They
did release those. They were like $3,000 or something.
No way.
I was going to say they did come out with them.
About 7 years ago. Yeah, I'm going to look it up right now. Wow. But go ahead, Mike. Like, keep talking, Matt. Because I mean, this is fascinating.
So the DeLorean.
No, I mean it's the DeLorean. That's a heck of a Christmas gift right there. He's on the tab for the insurance, but I'll take the payment up front.
Hey, I'm showing Chasky right here to Michael J. Fox's right here.
Wow, those. Yeah. Pretty, I mean, I wouldn't wear them because you know whatever.
Oh,
but
I would definitely wear them.
You would rock those.
I don't think there were rave reviews on that though. I felt like they. Yeah. I think there was an issue with them.
They kind of look like wrestling shoes. If you've ever seen like wrestling shoes, my cousins are wrestlers and they kind of look like wrestling shoes. Yeah, so
they're. I mean, not everybody could pull these off, but I would definitely try.
Well, do you think the Niners win this weekend?
Come on, Chicago's winning, right?
Bears, man. I mean, they're gonna win this game.
You know what's funny? When you look at the schedule a couple weeks ago, you're thinking, oh, finally they get a break with Chicago. And then Chicago fires their head coach, which is the last thing you want as the team immediately coming off the game where a coach is fired. I'm not so sure. Caleb Williams also over the last few games, if anybody's noticed, he's playing really good football.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He lit up Minnesota's defense. He lit up Detroit's defense finally in the second half. I know it took a while to get going, but he's using his legs. His arm seems to be coming around. There are obviously some Matt Eberflus issues on that team that they're now rid of. So you just hope they don't get the rah-rah interim head coach or playing for you game this week at Levi's.
I feel like they are because they have the wide receivers and the Niners have no freaking pass rush. And that is a rookie quarterback's best friend. Oh, no pass rush? Oh, I'm going to just throw the ball all around the yard. I don't have the Niners winning this week, Matt. I really don't. I'll take the 4 with Chicago.
I haven't written up my prediction yet, but it's 50-50 for me right now. And I think just saying that alone is a really negative thing.
Mm.
This should be a, you know, no doubt about it win, and I'm really not that sure.
Wow. So, by the way, before we let you go, Matt, the Back to the Future shoes sold for nearly $100,000 out in Europe. They sold a bunch of them, but somebody bought a pair for $100,000.
Wow. I'm good off that.
Well, I know I made it when I have my Bonte Versace shirt and my Back to the Future shoes, and I ride in the Chase Center on my hoverboard.
I love it. Hey, what a line. Hey, mic drop. Have a great weekend, Matt.
Hey, y'all. It's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.